Hello, friends, and welcome back to the WFO Life podcast. You're now listening to episode 052, which is the one-year anniversary of our weekly adventure in mastering self, mastering craft, and accomplishing any life mission. Lieutenant Colonel Story and myself, Dr. William Curtis, would like to welcome you back for this sort of summary episode where we look back over the highlights and lowlights of all of the wonderful interviews and conversations we've had over the last year. You've been a big part of this, and we thank you so much for your listenership. I hope this episode might invite you to look back at some of our previous episodes and maybe things you might have missed. And again, we want to thank you for your participation, for your listenership, and sharing our message. It's been a real pleasure serving you and building this content. So without further ado, the bumper music. Welcome to the WFO Life Podcast. Buckle up for interviews, insights, and practical discussions, and the occasional intellectual oddity, all designed to help you master self, master craft, and accomplish any life mission. Welcome back to the WFO Life Podcast. You are listening to episode number 52. I am Dr. William Curtis, and my co-host, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Story, are here for the one-year anniversary episode. Chris, how are you tonight?
Doing great. Just looking forward to reflecting on, you know, what we've done. It's pretty fun to think about, so I'm looking forward to getting a little nostalgic tonight.
Excellent. Well, I noticed looking back at our recent history, we had an episode that episode 51 was things that we should have been taught in school, and I really liked that episode, and we have a follow-up to that already in the pipeline for those of you who've been following us, I guess, chronologically. But given that this was our one-year anniversary, where this was, you know, we have been doing this like clockwork, never missed a Friday, an 8 a.m. call time. We've been close a couple times. But this has been we've got 52 episodes now, and, you know, mixtures of interviews and our own, you know, chats that we've done. And I thought, like you, I thought it would be fun to go back and look back at maybe some of the things we've covered and highlights, lowlights, and reminisce over those a little bit and maybe highlight some of the areas we really enjoyed. And of course, you know, maybe remind people of what's out there, because I think we've had a lot of listeners that have come on in the last, say, 3 to 4 months. And, you know, might want to cycle back and remind people of what's actually out there in content-wise.
Yeah, I was going to say we've definitely, as you would expect, built momentum. But I think you and I have some, I guess, pet episode that we think probably people would enjoy based on other episodes that they've enjoyed. So I think it'll be fun to highlight some of the ones that were more meaningful for us, even that haven't gotten a lot of downloads yet.
Yeah, absolutely. How do we want to do this tonight? Do we want to go over just by topic or type? I was actually thinking it might be fun to kind of look back at also just popularity wise, what kind of episodes were most popular, that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could, like we like to do, being, you know, WFO as we are, maybe categorize a little bit and say, hey, here's some, you know, a handful of episodes that all covered a common theme. Here's another group of episodes, and then maybe, you know, go from there on, you know, springboarding into our favorites and the favorites of the audience.
Yeah, sounds perfect to me. Well, I guess let's go ahead and start along those lines. I was looking, and you were kind enough tonight to do a little bit of outlining for us as far as looking back at all the different episodes. Most of our episodes ran typically 45 minutes to an hour and 20 minutes, and we covered a lot of different topics, but we very often hung very close to our themes, which from the get-go were the idea of mastering self, mastering craft, and accomplishing any mission. After this year, what does that mean to you at this point, and how do you think we've done as far as covering those topics?
Well, I think part of the reason why we settled on those topics is because, I mean, when you think about it, those pillars are, I guess, sufficiently vague is the term I like to use, where they're specific, but they're also broad enough that they can encompass a heck of a lot of things. Like, you know, given the first one, I mean, in my mind, and, you know, when we talked about putting this together, I think a lot of us that strive to just be the best, you know, people that we can be, you got to start with yourself. And I think that we've done that in a lot of episodes. And I think that that applies to a lot of people, especially with what's going on right now, because, you know, if you are always too outwardly focused on things you can't control, you'll go crazy. Right. And right. So, you know, focusing on yourself first, kind of starting with number one, I think gives you, at least for me, it gives me a modicum of control where I feel more comfortable because I can control those things. I can't control, you know, outward events.
I agree. And it seemed like a good portion of this last, you know, 52 weeks has been right smack dab in the middle of the COVID pandemic. And just like you said, there's a lot of folks that have had to change and reflect on their lives. And they have to look inward a lot, and they have to figure out what it is, you know, what does life mean to them? And I think for the folks that we resonate with, there's people that are trying to improve themselves, become stronger, more resilient. They are focused on improving their mindset so that they can accomplish bigger and better things despite external, you know, situations. So it was kind of interesting that we started out, you know, well before the COVID-19 pandemic, we started with these topics because it was something I think we both worked on individually. And of course, it was always a theme of our personal private conversations as friends. So for me, I think it was kind of interesting to see how, if you look at the episodes we covered that probably would fall into this general umbrella of mastering self, we covered a lot of topics along those areas, and many of them had to do with stoicism.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, early on, one of my favorites that, you know, I don't think it's in one of the top 10 of our downloads, but, you know, dealing with a-holes was kind of a funny tongue-in-cheek way to introduce stoicism, because just like I said earlier, I mean, whether it be COVID or, you know, dealing with a difficult coworker or family member, you know, that's you can't control, unfortunately, other people's behavior. And I think that's kind of at the core of stoicism. You know, you focus on the things right in front of you. And in our case, we chose to focus on ourselves, but things that you can control to give you a peace of mind, you know, to give you that, I guess, that citadel of protection, if you will. At least that's the way I see it, because I feel like if I'm, you know, doing the things to, and I'll be specific, you know, master myself, master my health, you know, master my soul, master my mind to try to get better, then I think I'm always better at dealing with adversity that comes from, that inevitably comes from the outside that you can't control. Because I feel like if I'm, you know, I know you've talked about Eastern, you know, philosophies and, you know, meditation and things where, you know, focusing on, you know, being centered, you know, things like that, where, you know, you can't be broken as easily if you have that, I guess, inner peace that comes from focusing on being a better person.
Yeah, right on. And yeah, it's funny that you brought up that dealing with a-holes episode. Episode 2 was one of the least popular episodes early on, and I think it's because of the way we named it. But yeah. I'm with you. It was really the intro to stoicism, and I thought dealing with conflict in relationships has been a theme that's come up a few times throughout several of our episodes. And stoicism, you know, is something that can help us across our lives and in our personal lives and professional lives. And definitely, as I was looking back through our episodes, it came up over and over and over. Other things that I thought naturally came out, and even some of them, again, were early before the whole COVID-19 situation, were things like adversity. You know, looking at what does adversity mean to us and going through that in great detail. And I think Those episodes I particularly enjoyed because it was two guys that have had, you know, a lot of success, but also in our careers and our sports and just general lives, everyone has to face adversity. And we're able to kind of break that apart and kind of look at examples, maybe other more famous examples of people that have had to overcome crazy amounts of adversity. And I think the more that people hear stories like that, I think the more we're able to reflect on our own situations and realize, oh, if John Stockdale can overcome this episode, you know, or this major adversity in a, you know, the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam, and he can use philosophy and mindset to get himself through a situation like that and overcome it, then what can I overcome in my life? And I think the more we reflected on these types of stories, these types of examples, I think that gives people a little bit more courage in their own lives.
Yeah, I was going to say, just reflecting back on that episode, I think it was around episode 4 or 5, we mentioned a couple, you know, good examples that really from opposite ends of the spectrum. One was David Goggins, who, you know, overcame all kinds of, you know, history of abuse and poverty and, being, you know, borderline illiterate up and through, I think, almost high school, cheating his way through, and then eventually going in the military, eventually getting out of the military, and then going back in, becoming a Navy SEAL, and then an incredible ultra endurance athlete. So his book, Can't Hurt Me. And then on the other end, we had a guy, as a fellow Marine brother, Nathaniel Fick, who was an athletic guy, became an Ivy League, college graduate. And then all of a sudden, he decided that he was going to go in the Marine Corps. And then for the first time in his life, you know, you think about somebody who's an athlete, gets into an Ivy League school, everything's coming, you know, at that point, maybe not easy, but, you know, you've kind of made it to that point in your life, doing some of the best things you could possibly do, you know, being a college athlete, getting into a top school. But then he decided to go in the Marine Corps, and there was like a lot of different pitfalls where he thought, hey, no matter how hard I try, I might not make it through this, this just training. To be selected to, you know, be a Marine officer. So I think, you know, those people came from very different backgrounds, but I think it proves a good point. It doesn't matter, you know, from the outside looking in, whether somebody's more privileged or less, you know, everybody deals with their own kind of adversity, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the themes I think that also tied in, of course, Stoicism. We had multiple episodes, I think episode 37, certainly episode 36, and again, sprinkled throughout. We also had a lot of topics that I think I would lump into mastering self quite a bit, which was physical prowess, developing our body in addition to our mind. And I know one of the first episodes was episode 13, Ultra Marathon Man. That was kind of a look at running and the use of sport and endurance training and what that means to us individually. And I know we've on and off talked about marathon training and running and sport and activity. And I think that's something that we've always tried to put forefront and encourage people to be physically active. I think that's a big, it's part of the triad, mind, body, spirit. You know, the body has to be strong if somebody's going to master themselves, move on and be able to master craft and accomplish missions. You got to have, I made the case in many of these episodes, you have to have good energy. You have to have energy, you have to have stamina and strength. And of course, we tapped into the other part of that, which is nutrition. And I know we had multiple topics, maybe we'll talk about in a bit, that tied in, why is nutrition so important? And how does it affect our physical performance? What do you think about all those?
Yeah, I think, just going back, because it's on, ours and everybody else's mind, the pandemic challenges early on, some people that were trying to do positive things bought out all the fitness equipment that you could possibly get, right? I mean, even like expensive fitness systems like Pelotons were on like months back order. You know, people were trying to, put in swimming pools to swim laps. They were, you couldn't order a dumbbell or find dumbbells or kettlebells at Walmart. And so I think it's a perfect example of if you're already doing those things, like before, you know, the pandemic strikes, well, you probably already had all that stuff, right? I mean, there's right. there's some people that had, you know, gym memberships that they relied on, and, you know, being in the military, you know, we're fortunate where there's always usually a fitness center that's on the place on the base where we work or close by, but there's also times where you can't go to the gym. So I know for me, I had invested in a pretty nice treadmill a few years ago. I had picked up, you know, 6 or 8 different weights of kettlebells and, you know, dumbbells from, you know, starting at 5 pounds, you know, I think all the way up to 40 or 50 pounds. And so for me, and I'd already embraced doing YouTube video workouts, you know, sometimes traveling for work, you know, you don't always have a hotel that has a good fitness center. So, you know, I had, you know, looked into Nike fitness app and YouTube body weight exercise videos. So for me, you know, not to toot my own horn, but it's just investing in yourself. And, you know, thankfully my line of work essentially forces us to, you know, maintain, you know, a pretty high level of fitness. But, you know, being an athlete growing up and just having always wanted to be healthy and, you know, get to see my grandkids, it was an important part of my life. So whether it be people raiding grocery stores when the storm is coming, or, you know, toilet paper when the pandemic. I think, you know, it also makes me think about a guest we had on talking about prepping that we may talk, Gary yeah. Collins, you know. So, I mean, we'll get into that later when we start talking about interviewees or people we've interviewed. But I think that for me, it just reinforced some of the things that we've talked about on here and that I was already doing. You know, I didn't have to scour the earth for dumbbells or try to order an expensive Peloton system. I had already, you know, buffered that into my life with some of the things that I had been doing prior to the pandemic. And so I think, you know, being prepared for or expecting that life can throw things at you is better than, you know, trying to get prepared when, you know, the crisis is upon you.
Yeah, that's spot on. Yeah. I guess I was looking back. Gosh, we had just hitting highlights. I know that I have another, you know, I have a website, the NRG Tribe and Energy, you know, that I do a lot of medical, straight up medical things on. But I did like to sprinkle in some of the medical episodes. You know, I did some that I thought were really important because they tied in with the idea of mastering self, the idea of improving our bodily health. I know I did a topic on sleep that I thought, I use that. I actually give that to my patients every day when I hear somebody say I having trouble sleep, you know, or I'm low in energy. How do I get better energy or better, you know, personal performance? I always recommend that episode on sleep and human performance because it was, you know, it was a review of all the best research on sleep, and it was one of our book reviews that we did. And I know we've done other book reviews of various types, and I think that's a format that I know I like, and that, you know, we can review in detail powerful works that other authors and stuff have put out there. But some of the medical topics also, I guess we'll talk about a little bit with some of our interviews. You know, we covered nutrition in great detail on several levels. We looked really carefully at sort of, I'll call it practical wisdom for health. You know, things that stand the test of time. I don't think we did a lot of, you know, kind of chasing headlines with medical news and things like that. We did a little bit of the COVID-19 stuff just because it was impacting us so much. But what I think is, Chris, looking at the, you know, all these episodes, one of the things I like about them is many of them have their own lessons to them that I think a lot of them stand the test of time. They're not outdated. So it's kind of interesting to go back and, you know, every once I go back and listen to one and still get a few pearls out of each of those episodes. So I think it's kind of fun looking back at them this way.
Yeah, I think, you know, just to mention specific episodes, things that stuck out to me is like episode 17, Unlocking Human Potential, and episode 30, Crucible Experiences. And so I think in those episodes, you know, starting with the Unlocking Human Potential, you know, we talked about, you know, just how you go about doing that, that there's so many things that we're capable of doing, but some of that's tied to habits, some of it's tied to, you know, how we prioritize things in our life. And then, you know, in the Crucible Experiences one, we talked about, you know, I think we compared some stuff to, or compared that to modern life and how, because Many things that we have and do now are so easy. We miss that growing up, and we miss that, you know, sometimes well into our adult lives. And as human animals, we need those adverse experiences to satisfy something in our psyche, to satisfy things in our body. So I think exercise, in a lot of ways, can be a substitute for, you know, what crucible experiences that you would have been forced to have, you know, back in, you know, early, what early humans dealt with, because a lot of our, you know, physiology and how our mind reacts and how our hormones react, you know, have to do with a lot of that fight or flight and survival and, you know, hunger and things that we don't have to deal with. So you have to, you know, kind of substitute that with, you know, exercise or, you know, reading, you know, doing hard things, you know, going for hikes up in the mountains, or because if you don't get that, there's going to be something missing that you can't quite put your finger on because you're in this life of, you know, luxury. I mean, honestly, you think about it in the expanse of human history. I mean, how often could you be in poverty and be overweight? Right. Just right. That simple thing. I mean, you look now, it's really easy to do. So it's we have to challenge ourselves and, you know, look for things that honestly mimic some of that adversity that we as humans really need to deal with.
I particularly enjoyed the episodes, and we have several where we covered ideas related to failure and the idea of overcoming failure or using failure as an opportunity. I know episode 31, you know, we had one called Failure, Thoughts in Overcoming Setbacks and Building Success. And I thought that was one where we shared, you know, quite a bit of our own experiences. We, you know, covered some of Rudyard Kipling's work, Man in the Arena. We talked about how men have to strengthen themselves. We also, of course, weaved in thoughts on stoicism, that we're not our emotions, we're not our failures, these are not personal things. If things happen to us, it doesn't mean those things are who we are as a person. They're just events or challenges that we came across. And I think that, the episodes on failure, we also did one that covered it was the 30 ways that people fail, as put out by Napoleon Hill, and that I thought those are pretty deep. I thought that we did them in a two-part series. We covered 15 per episode in episode 45 and 46, and I thought those were really powerful and positive, even though the name sound, you know, I think when you first read the name, you think, oh, okay, failure, I don't want to read about failure. No, it's actually the common ways that people fail, and by learning these things, you can, you know, you have an edge up, if you will, on everyone else when it comes to success in life by seeing those pitfalls. And I think these two episodes are very powerful, I think, for young people. I've actually shared them with, you know, teenagers and, you know, friends and, you know, people I know that are going through tough times. I say, how do you get ahead in the world? Well, definitely avoid the 30 reasons humans fail. And I thought the Napoleon Hill episodes were particularly good at that.
Yeah, I think going back to kind of where we started with Stoicism, I think that was around April of this past year, so not too long ago, episode 37, where we talked, I guess, more in depth. I think our understanding of Stoicism evolved as we did research, and, you know, we were Stoic fans from the beginning, but, you know, as we read more books and as the year went on, we kind of did a Stoicism 101 and talked about both modern and ancient examples of it. You know, we talked about Vietnam era Medal of Honor recipient, an Admiral Stockdale, and how he used Stoicism to withstand solitary confinement and, you know, dozens of torturing episodes. And then we also talked about a Holocaust survivor that used Stoicism, and then just some, you know, big takeaways of how you can integrate that into your life. So I think that was showed a development on our part, and I think that's been part of the fun of the last 52 weeks is we learn as we prepare each week for what we share, and, you know, through our network on the WFO Live Podcast Tribe, in the Future Focus Network, you know, we've been able to interact with people and, you know, tease out some things that, other people can benefit from.
Before we move on to what I think is going to be a fun part of this talk is on the interviews, I want to briefly mention random shows. Now, we had these shows that we just called, I think I was looking at the titles, many of them we labeled as random show, and then we would have some type of, you know, something after it, like growth mindset, man search for meaning, where basically we came with some, you know, something that had been in our craw or something we'd been thinking about or reading, and we just sort of threw those on the wall and discussed them. For me, I don't know, maybe there's a few of them that were, you know, I guess people liked, they were a little more popular, they were shared some more, but I think there's a lot of pearls in those. But what I like about those is that's one of the reasons we started this. We had fun, you know, chatting and our own private conversations, and a lot of our conversations maybe we would have over a beer or something when we get chances to get together were simply could have been a random show, you know, just delving into life challenges and, you know, what's going on in the world and some of the things we've read and just kind of paging up and sharing with each other a little bit of wisdom. I don't know about you, but I thought I've always, some of the my most favorite episodes have actually been the random shows. And I, you know, certainly if anybody's listening to us for the first time or just kind of using this as a summary of what might be out there to review, you know, don't skip past the random shows. They do have some value to them, and there's pearls sprinkled through all of those.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the fun thing about those, and you categorized it well, but it was we had several topics that either one of us could delve into in some depth, but I think those episodes were good because, like you said, it's part of the reason why we want to do the podcast is, you know, being wide open and talking about what we wanted to talk about, what was on our mind, you know, what we had to get off our chest that week. And so sometimes we'd scrap interviews or we'd scrap, you know, book reviews or something like that because each of us had two or three topics that maybe weren't even related that we just had to talk about. So I think those were some of the lighter but still meaty episodes that we did, and I hope we continue to do those and maybe get some more topics recommended by the folks.
Yeah, I do like those and definitely want to sprinkle those in. And I think that would be a good way through the Health Network and through the WFO Life tribe where we interact with our listeners. I really think that's a place I would like to encourage them to, you know, interact with us and kind of help us with things maybe we can talk about there, because I, you know, there's so many people that have different stuff on their mind, different, you know, different interesting topics, and we learn as much from people that listen to us as, you know, we do from our own readings and stuff. So let's talk about the interviews. These were some of them were challenging, but I think all of them were fun and interesting in their own way. Some of them were very powerful, and I'm just speaking from my own, like looking at this list of 20 or so interviews that we've done, and I think each of them have power and value to them. One thing I will note on I want to make sure I say before on a personal note to anyone that was ever been on our show as a guest, I appreciate each and every one of them. Every one of these interviews, personally speaking, every one of these interviews, there was something I took away that is now part of me. Mm-hmm. Meaning I learned something. Each of these people were high performers, intelligent, some very educated, ethical people, high achievers, overcomers, overachievers, and some of them are just flat out amazing and miraculous even. And each of them, I felt like I catch myself thinking that, hey, that's what, you know, this that's what Chris Long would have done, or that's what Brian Shontosh would have done, or that's, you know, something that Bill Lathrop mentioned, or Sebastian Giraldo, all these folks that we interviewed, I have little bits of them that I see in myself. And more importantly, I've run across, I was just talking to one of my managers this morning that was mentioning he was encouraged on one of his workouts because of something he heard in an episode we did with Brian Shontosh. He said, hey, I pushed myself through even though my body was saying no, because the body will get used to that. That's something Brian Shontosh told us, ultra endurance guy, you know, And we have people that are listening to that. We've amplified Brian's message to everyone else, and they take those little bits that mean something to them and they move on. And I know me personally, I've done that in my life. I hope I've done that in some of the wisdom I've shared with other people, but for the people we interviewed, big thanks to them. And I want them to know, if any of them are listening to this, that the work and the time they spent with us is being amplified and paid forward to other people. And I get examples of it every day in the people that I see and treat.
Well, I was going to say, just looking at this list, I'm a little bit in awe that we were able to pull this off. And I think it's a testament somewhat to discipline, and I think our own grit, and in some cases, stubbornness to get some of these people on. So, I mean, just going down the list, I mean, you know, professional soccer coach, Olympian, you know, chiropractor, nutrition doctor, you know, all around awesome human, CEO, primary care physician, survived a near death experience, you know, prepper extraordinaire, you know, researcher and, you know, chiropractor and all around interesting human, data scientist, college professor, pediatrician, motivational speaker, Marine commander, Super Bowl champion, and Navy Cross ultra endurance, all around badass guy. So
yeah,
that,
yeah,
you know, so I mean, you know, for two guys that, you know, kind of taught ourselves along the way, and that includes the, you know, we've become website designers and sound editors and, you know, e-troubleshooters along the way. So I think, you know, it's been, I mean, honestly, I've learned a ton, and it's been a good example for me in other aspects of my life where, I mean, there's a lot of these, you know, getting these interviews locked down or, you know, dealing with IT adversity, but, to have the list of these guests and to publish, you know, by 8 o'clock every Friday for a year, I think, I'm definitely a better person for having talked to some of these people and figured out some of these challenges between you and I. So,
yeah, that aspect of it has been fun. And I bet it's funny for people that maybe we're a little bit more polished at this point a year in, but I know a few of our episodes are kind of wompy. We had a few that the sound was jacked and all we could do was just make the best of it. And you know, you got a doctor that's a amateur, definitely amateur hour when it comes to editing audio and stuff. But we pulled through some pretty rough situations where we had some great interviews that we had to really work on, you know, because of some audio difficulties. And I think that's been fun, but I also think that we were able to, you know, like I said, we added things and made the content and the quality of the presentation better and better. I wanted to have a quick, you know, we had a couple people on multiple times, and I thought they, you know, little special props to those folks for spending the time with us. One of those was Dr. John Sullivan. Dr. Sullivan is a good friend of mine and nutritionist, chiropractor, very giving individual that has a passion for research and human health. And he actually has been on the show 3 times.
He's got the award. We need to send him like some kind of certificate or something.
Exactly. I really believe that. I may reward him by having him back on the show.
we need to come up with a cheesy WFO trophy. You know?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, John Sullivan, Dr. Sullivan is, he had 3 very powerful episodes. And really what's interesting about him is, and you, when you listen to his episodes, is the passion he has for a couple of things. One is health and nutrition, and the other is research. Everything that he says, and there was one he did that was, I thought, I mean, from a medical perspective, it sounds controversial because he really is in the face of traditional medicine a little bit when it comes to certain things. And we talked a lot about very controversial topics in related to the heart. And that was one of the episodes we did. And I think it was either 14, 23, or 29. I can't remember which one it was. But those were very powerful, and what was amazing is how he had research to back up everything he said, and I think that's what makes him very powerful, and is how he educates himself and how he takes the time, you know, to pour through the research. And you know what? He distilled that for the rest of us, and that's what's the power of what we've learned from some of these people is we took each one of them for 45 minutes to an hour and a half, and we distilled some of their power, if you will, and some of their magic and some of the inside tips that they had. And the other one that I want to throw out there is one of my best friends and colleagues, Sebastian Giraldo. And this is Dr. Sebastian Giraldo. He's a PhD with Elite Athlete Development. He's done a couple of really, really thoughtful episodes on elite athlete development and on issues that young athletes are facing, very timely, going through the stressors of COVID-19 and what they could do. And those, for a coach, for somebody that leads other people or maybe sets up environments for high performers, those two episodes are still dense. They're still magical from a, if you're a geek about how to develop and you care about elite performance environments, both of those are excellent. And so anyway, I just want a special shout out to those two folks for the being on multiple times. And then what about you? What other interviews and stuff did you enjoy the most?
Yeah, before we move on, I'll comment a little bit on those episodes before I, you know, hit a couple of my top ones. But
right.
You know, one of the things I think was powerful in what you said about Dr. Sullivan is I think sometimes, and I can imagine you can comment on this, you know, doctors, especially if it's in your swim lane, I know get very defensive. I don't know if that's the word about, you know, you can't speak on this topic because, right, you know, you're not a specialist in this area. And I can see that. I can see that in some respects if you're talking about a specific patient, right, or a specific, you know, acute situation, right? Obviously, you're going to want a cardiologist to deal with you if you're, you know, were brought in an ambulance with, you know, heart related conditions. But I think some of the, and I think one of the more controversial, which it shouldn't be because obviously he had data to back it up, but he talked about, you know, not being a big fan of the statin drugs that,
right,
you know, get thrown down your throat. And I know you've talk to me in private about that because it was one of the, you know, most, I guess, ubiquitous band-aids that cardiologists and doctors in general would prescribe. But then if you look at, and I think Dr. Sullivan talked about this, I'll probably go back and listen to that episode because you know, piqued my interest again on how much meat were in those episodes. But, you know, I think Dr. Sullivan talked a lot about if you look at the stats over time, you know, and from statins and, you know, stents and angioplasties and some of these, you know, I guess for lack of a better term, band-aids for heart disease that were put out there. If you look at overall, you know, how many people die of, you know, heart disease, the mortality rates of these different treatments, I mean, it honestly didn't make a big difference. You know,
right,
it was like a very temporary solution where some of these nutritional or lifestyle related things, you know, almost by themselves were more effective. Obviously not dealing with acute things. I mean, sometimes you got to open up the arteries and things like that, you know, with stents and angioplasties, but over time, you know, and especially statins, I mean, you know, for every positive benefit, it seemed like those had, you know, two or three negatives. If you look over time, like, it's like, yeah,
right,
oh, you might not die of heart disease this year, but you're going to die of like some liver disease, you know,
right,
down the road,
right,
because of what it's doing to your liver and your ability to exercise, you know, muscle weakness and other things. So I think that, well, for me, it was a powerful example. You know, obviously, I'm not a doctor, but there's so much. If you educate yourself a little bit and do research, I mean, you can read the New England Journal of Medicine and look up a lot of the terms, or you can read, you know, the abstracts from the National Institute of Health, and you can at least make yourself educated about, you know, what you're putting in your body specifically, because a pill is the easiest form of, you know, half-ass medical care that
right,
you know, a lot of people get, you know. And I know you're, you know, being in the profession that you're in, you know, it's more investing in that patient's long-term health than it is, you know, take this, it'll make you feel better, you know, screw the long-term side effects. So I think that Dr. Sullivan's episode was powerful for people that want to look at actually wellness and health, not just treating a symptom.
Absolutely.
So,
I agree.
So, but, you know, just now going through some of my favorite episodes that may or may not have been, you know, some of the more popular downloads. Obviously, episode 16 is a friend of mine, Josh Jabin, and I think his episode was Renaissance Man, because he's one of those people that I think, being in the military, I'm fortunate to run into a lot of these people. You know, he was a Naval Academy wrestler. you know, got a master's degree in operations research, went back and taught math at the Naval Academy, you know, got out, is still a reservist, and now he's the CEO, or I guess COO, of a, you know, relatively large and impactful veteran service organization. So, you know, just sitting down chatting with him and finding out what makes some of those people tick, especially being a parent, it's like, how did you become you? You know, I would love for one of my kids to, you know, be a Renaissance man or woman like you've been able to become. You know, go to a service academy, be successful, you know, in and outside the Marine Corps, and end up in a career where, you know, you make a good living, but you can make a lot more money somewhere else, and you decide to do it because it's the right thing to do. And, you know, you feel like you're impacting more things than just the bottom line of a spreadsheet. So having Josh on was awesome. And, you know, hope to have him or people from his organization on again. So the other ones that stick out, Jerome Dixon, super interesting guy, another Naval Academy athlete. But since he retired, kind of a health data scientist. And I think his was very timely and became one of our more popular episodes kind of out of the blue. And I think some of it were the topics that he talked about, and also his own circle, both from being in the service and then being an advisor, a consultant, and now in a civilian job. So Jerome talked about a lot of the data and statistics behind, I think, you know, the pandemic and other things. So he was fun to have on. And then obviously, I guess the big fish are always fun. You know, Amy Acuff being an Olympian, you know, being on the cover of, you know, Sports Illustrated, I think, and other magazines. Chris Long, you know, multiple time Super Bowl champion, and really growing up in the shadow of his father, who, you know, a Hall of Fame football player, a very visible guy, Howie Long, and trying to grow up in that shadow, knowing you can never be that guy, but still being successful in your own right. And obviously the philanthropy that he's done with the Water Boys Foundation and some of the other causes. And then most recently, Brian Chontosh. I mean, being in the Marine Corps, and, you know, we have a lot of mutual friends, and I think I've only met him maybe once or twice, but just incredible human being. And, you know, his Navy Cross citation seems like something out of a movie. I mean, it's just completely surreal. And then to get out and do some of the things that he's done just to challenge himself and inspire other people. I mean, you know, to volunteer to run for 24 hours inside of a shipping container in the dark. I mean, just think about the mental capacity that it takes to the willpower just to say, I want to push myself to see if I can do it. And not, you know, I mean, I've run ultra marathons, but there's no way in hell that I would even tackle that. To just understand and deconstruct what makes some of these people tick has been, you know, kind of the highlight for me.
Yeah, Chris, we had a little glitch with our recording, which would only be, you know, appropriate for episode number 52.
Yeah,
but after reviewing, you know, I definitely agree with a lot of the highlights you were listing. We had so many excellent both leaders and amazing folks that came in and shared their time. And I had a couple others I wanted to mention. One was Rex Howes, and he came on. This is a guy, for those of you who have not heard this episode, if you've been down, or if maybe if you're maybe your attitude's been sour for a while, why don't you take a listen to a guy that's read a positive attitude book every week since 1972? This is a guy that's dedicated himself to learning how to put a positive attitude forward and how to use mindset and attitude to affect the world and his everything around him. And if I thought it was one of our more powerful interviews, I thought he was just an amazing individual. And I did definitely, and the last one I wanted to mention, and it was Amy Acuff. I mean, five-time Olympian, good, you know, personal friend of ours from high school, but that was a very warm interview. It was an interview with someone that had a tremendous amount of insight for performing as a professional at a really, really high level for two decades.
Yeah, and, incredible.
Yeah, and it's just there's those interviews are so powerful. And the last one I wanted to mention was Bill Lathrop. And Bill Lathrop was our, you know, we kind of dubbed him our modern day Lazarus. And basically he was the gentleman that had gave a great interview regarding his near-death experience. where he had, clinically no pulse for well over 45 minutes and had this amazing, journey. He had an afterlife experience and then his recovery and how he has lived his life since then. And what's interesting about that one is for the folks that might feel a spiritual void or maybe that part of their life, the spiritual life, that's the one episode that we hit on topics related to that. And I think Mr. Lathrop did a brilliant job of sharing his story. It just makes you feel, I thought when I left that, I felt warm and happy and uplifted by that story. And if you feel things are dark or you're scared or you're worried about, life or thinking about the hereafter or any of these types of things, definitely listen to episode 19 with Bill Lathrop.
Yeah, I was going to say just the comment on those, obviously Rex was incredible. Most of the interviews we feel like you or I are having to, not having to, but we feel it necessary to lead the conversation or stay on, and cover the topics that we want to cover. But with him, I feel like I just wanted to listen to him. He was so, you could tell he was somebody that's used to inspiring others and, very comfortable with who he is and his message. And I think if anybody wants like some very practical and digestible books to help lead them on a daily basis, the Rex House books are incredible.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's the ones I want to mention for now. And I encourage people to look back at those. And, a lot of these folks do follow in the Future Focus Health Network, in the WFO Life podcast tribe. A lot of these folks do kind of peek into those forums periodically. So keep an eye out for them. Give a shout out to them if you see them. And a thanks for being a part of our, our first year. What kind of things are you looking forward to? I'm going to end this as a season. In other words, a lot of podcasts have a season, and I'm going to use the first year as the end of season one, and we'll move on to season two. What are you looking forward to as we move forward? I presume you want to keep doing this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm close, very, I don't want to say very close. It's all always up in the air, but I'm definitely closer to the end of my military career than I was at the beginning. And so I think for me, you always want to, I sharpen the iron, so I think for me, I'm looking forward to season two and just developing myself and being able to share, that with, our listeners. And hopefully, some of these topics, health topics, stoicism, some leadership and personal well-being topics, we want to develop those a little bit further and maybe have some either online via Zoom or, when it's acceptable again, maybe have some, face-to-face small group interactions with people that want to, really dig in like we have over the past 52 weeks.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. And I know we've been starting to warm to that idea and start to kick around some ideas for maybe online, content that people can look at that's, structured and something that maybe helps them, when they like in certain areas. I know I've got one in my mind about stress and how to manage stress better. I know I've got stuff on hardcore health topics like diabetes and weight loss and things like that. And I would also like to, I love what you just said about the possibility of maybe in-person type things. This COVID-19 thing is not going to last forever. We're going to get to a place where we realize that, we have to live our lives and interacting with other people is part of that. And I would like to get to a place where maybe we have some either social or some type of, get together with folks that listen to the show and maybe some kind of exciting environment or in something that, we can at least just have some fun interaction with the people that have followed this, our work during this time frame.
Yeah, sounds great. I know I've threatened it, I say that tongue in cheek to be funny, but we've had some incredible ambassadors, people recruiting other people into our network, not just us, running our mouths. So I think it's about time we pick a couple people just to come on a Zoom call with us and just, philosophize with us for 10 or 15 minutes. So we got to do that soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know we got interviews, we got episodes. I've got about three book reviews that, I'm always reading all the time, and I've got about three. And what I do is I read a book is I, you know, find, I got sticky notes all through them and I write notes as I go so that I'm prepared to do those much like I did in, you know, maybe our sleep episode and some of those others. So I hope if this has been helpful that you guys will keep listening, maybe share on iTunes, Stitcher, and didn't you put it on another platform recently?
Yeah, I should have, you know, made a bigger deal out of that. I can't remember if I put it on the website, but yeah, we're on Spotify. So that's, you know, a preferred podcast and just listen to all things audio. So yeah, find us on your Spotify channels and add us and subscribe on there. So.
Excellent. Well, let's sign off for tonight and we'll start gearing up for season two of the WFO Life podcast. Chris, as always, it's a pleasure and look forward to another season and more learning and more growth.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.